the people who are responsible for the Muppets just happen to be here today, so they can chip in. I have an answer for that, but just feel free to jump in. Debbie McClellan is here. She's the, I'll get the title wrong, Senior Vice President. She's the head of Muppet Studios. And her boss, Kyle Laughlin, is here too. And he's with Disney Interactive Labs, where they develop far-out stuff, I guess. if I get the wrong answer, just jump up and get up here. It's I don't know that it's part of a trend. It's something we've done rarely. We did a Hollywood Bowl performance a few years ago. It's not our strength because what we do is very intricate, and it's hard to make it work. And so it's better if we have a chance to do multiple takes, you know, and hone the process. When this idea came up, Kyle had a friend who worked for the Outside Lands organization, and they started talking about whether the Dr. Teeth Band could appear. And then we've been discussing it on conference calls for a couple months, 2-3 months. And I know I was thinking, I don't know, A, if we can actually do it. Because, you know, doing this for 25 minutes with a weight on your arm, and being busy and concentrating and trying to remember like in my case, the sax parts for 5 songs, I didn't know if we could carry it off. The other thing we didn't know is whether anybody would like it. What are you doing? This is a rock concert. What are you guys doing? Well, it turned out both answers were yes. The audience loved it, and it worked fine. Our workshop built these genius harnesses for us that had a strut that grew out of a waistband and provided a cup here so that it would hold our arms up. And we could have done a lot longer show, actually, than what we did. Anyway, but it was a staggeringly exciting thing to hear that audience roar. I don't know how many people in the audience. 20 to 60,000, something like that. We got an amazing bit of feedback. Can I brag a little bit? This is just mind-boggling, because we don't even know how to play our instruments. We do the vocals, you know, but we're like millions. Billboard magazine rated the top 10 bands of the 3-day festival. Number one was Dr. Teeth and Band. So the other thing was Rolling Stone wrote a bit, and they said, here are the top 5 bands from the 3-day festival. We were one of those. So it was really a surprise, because it could have gone very badly for us. Who knew? We did not know. There's a leap of faith, right? Were you guys thinking that? Totally leap of faith. Anyway, it worked out. It was really fun, too. What's your question?
James from Tough Pigs. I had a question about
Tough Pigs. This is a fan website, and these are the greatest guys. Darren, always faithful.